Let me tell you about G Suite by Google Cloud, a suite of cloud-based productivity tools that includes Gmail, Docs, Slides, Sheets, and Drive. You can make real-time updates to the same document without having to keep track of multiple versions. And since all the tools are cloud-based, your whole team can access the same document and work on the same page at the same time. So make it G Suite by Google Cloud. Reminder, as always, not sweet like sugar. No, sweet like the fancy room, which is what you get when you start doing your business with gsuite.com.
David. Football. Football David. The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on Apple Podcasts and at NFL.com/DDFP. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello, and welcome to the Dave Dameshek Football Program presented by Head & Shoulders. We're going to get you ready now for Week 9 and seated to my immediate left, ready to help me do so. Back from the homeland. I don't see any crisps or otherwise in your mitts, though, or some nice chocolates. He is our resident Miami Dolphins fan, looking at a looming rebuild once again down there in South Beach. It's Handsome Hank. Let's go the whole way this time.
He did just get back from the UK.
The whole way. Yep. It's going to be extra English.
He's Handsome Hank.
He's Handsome Hank.
He's Handsome Hank.
Hello, Handsome. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Are you? How was your Fortnite Plus back?
It was good. It was exactly a Fortnite.
How was Mum?
Do you know what? The irony is, Mum was in LA.
No.
True.
Where's Henry? I've flown all the way to Seaside, to the Pacific, to see my dear boy.
He didn't need exactly. Mum. He had other people to see while he was over there.
Is that right? Out here.
He had some folks to
fill
the void.
Yeah, Mum was here. And I was watching American football in London. She was not, she wasn't pleased with it.
It was a good time, a successful time.
It was a great time. Money saw it with his own two eyes. The fans there.
People are gushing.
They had such a great time. We had good games because that hasn't always been the case. We had some great games. And the fans just so into it. It's so good to see.
Yes, well, on game
day,
to you.
The day before the game, at all the events, it was wonderful.
Muzzle tov to you. And,
thank you.
You've certainly played a hand in developing the good word of pro football.
Well, you have too.
Across the seven
seas.
Too. Well, we're going to continue with that effort in a matter of days, Handsome. We'll board a plane and we'll fly to Mexico City.
That is going to be the gayest time we've ever had.
You know what? I think we might. And you know what else we have to do? MVP behind
are you going
the
to that show?
Yeah, we are.
Hey, now.
Me and Handsome.
Hey, now.
The time that's going to be.
Me, Handsome, and Maurice are all going to be down there. By the way, dig up Maurice Jones-Drew on the latest DDFP from earlier this week, as well as David Carr. David Carr with some great insights about the world of pro football. Maurice with a great anecdote about Todd Gurley and how he also... did the thing.
No surprise, by the way, that Head & Shoulders is your sponsor, because that podcast was Head & Shoulders above many others I've ever listened to.
Look at that. Way to work it.
A lot of things are Head & Shoulders above Maurice.
True.
Because he's stout.
That wasn't necessary.
Stout.
That was unnecessary.
That was.
Girthy.
For all he gives you.
Good low center of gravity. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
But he dropped. Tough to bring down. Go low on Maurice, like you just did.
He did the thing where he went down at the 1 yard line rather than scoring a touchdown. Uh-huh. It's a great story with some good details with Jack Del Rio asking him, is this okay? Because it's better for us if you take it during the game. This during is what game. Happens during a football game. Is the coach like, I know your contract incentives probably want you. It's better for you if you get in the end zone, but for the team, like, I'll do it, coach. Hey now, I'll do it.
They wonder why Maurice is holding out during the whole offseason.
Oh, that's great. Anyway, the voice of, first of all, he called one of those games, the Chargers. We played the sound of that last week, the Mike Williams touchdown. Of course, he's one half of the best radio show in all the land, Petros and Money. Find it on iHeartRadio. Game Theory and Money, a.k.a. Free Money here at NFL Podcasts, Fantasy Live. We could go on and on. Let's just say hello to him. It's Matt Money Smith.
All right.
That's it. Yeah, I don't want to waste time.
Nothing we'll against regret, banks, but we got to move.
Yeah, we'll regret having spent the time on the song when it's
the 25 seconds.
For money to run off to one of those 17 jobs listed off to him. So let's dig in on pro football. Quick reminder, new Daves of Thunder out there for you. Track that down at wherever you find your podcasts. Best trade, fellas. Let's go around the wheel here, Handsome. There were... for all of a sudden we're spoiled. It's sort of like, you know how we bellyache about cell phone technology? Like, my phone dropped out. Like, you didn't have that ability 15 years ago, and now all we do is bellyache that it's still not good enough. Mm. Now we bellyache, why not trades? Why don't they make trades? Now I'm bellyaching. Not enough trades. There should have been more trades. There could have been...
For years, the people would write those. It's trade deadline. Here's seven trades we wish would happen, and zero. It's like, to me, it's like the supplemental draft.
They still need
the supplemental draft is the most disappointing event in the NFL calendar.
If international football ain't your ballywick, the supplemental draft is, Handsome Hank.
I do love the supplemental draft.
You're the only one to
theory.
Do. Well, you're the only one who puts out a mock draft of the supplemental
draft. But
pick number one. And finished.
Pass.
That's it.
Trade deadline, suddenly it's taken off.
What jumped out? Did a team that is actually in contention for January make a move that you feel is significant?
Yes.
Tell me.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, I'd like to hear what you feel is the most impactful.
Yeah. I thought the Eagles trading for Golden Tate.
I think we're all going to be the same on this one, right?
Made the best move.
Agreed.
I think they really did. But if we're all going to say that, I'll also throw in, just because I think this is the time of year where you take a flyer on something that could work out, could look really good, and could not. I'm not saying anything you don't know. The Rams' only weakness is a lack of outside pass rush. And Dante Fowler, when he came in through the draft, everyone thought he was going to be a monster, and it never really happened for him, and certainly didn't in Jacksonville, which is surprising because they've had such a good defense. Maybe the Rams can get something out of him with Aaron Donald and
well, no
Sue.
Hyperbole. Maurice really dove in on Aaron Donald and how special he is, and not, you know, he's the best player in the league. No, that's not enough. Best defensive player of the 21st century.
Nope,
perhaps
not
that's not even enough. One of the all
time. You compared him to Reggie White.
Well, I am not, as I always say, I'm not so pretentious. I put together, and I encourage you on social media to track it down with NFL Films. I'm doing the top 100 players each week for the remainder of the 2018 season.
That's clever.
And I'm not somebody.
I mean, you have just got the barbs flying.
No, that is
clever. That was a barb. I'm sorry, that was a barb.
No, it wasn't. I don't care about the top 100 players.
You are
maybe
pretentious.
Last season,
that's clever.
What a pretentious ass. Perfect for
Hold on. I think it is clever.
Who
cares about the top 100 players in June?
Henry,
I
want to
know the top 100 players now.
Who talks so very annoyingly get to do that? Not you. You're the king of football, I thought. I am not so pretentious. I consult with others to try and divine who the best offensive linemen are, who the best defensive interior linemen are. But even my eyes can pick up the fact that there are certain guys that I've watched over the course of my lifetime. Mean Joe Green, you really have to go back and watch him at his very best to really see, but he pops out to you. A couple other guys. And now all of a sudden, here we are with this Aaron Donald, with whether or not you're trying to track him or not, he's going to jump out because he's always in the offensive backfield every single play. Maurice, he commands at least double teams. This frees up Ndamukong Suh, but now you have to worry about Ndamukong Suh. What do you think a guy who's a physical talent like Dante Fowler is going to be able to do with the talent that surrounds him? Matt Money Smith.
I like the Demaryius Thomas trade. I think the Texans are solidifying themselves as the likely winner of the NFC or the AFC South.
And I agree with that.
When you start thinking about the postseason and what they have up front and the ability that they have if everybody's healthy and 100% and the back end of that defense in combination with that front four, I think it's interesting that you have a guy that can win some 50-50 balls because you have to send that safety and you've got to bracket Nuke Hopkins or he will absolutely tear you apart. And remember, you know, that was a serious injury that Deshaun Watson had, so it really should not have been a huge surprise that he was slow out of the gate. And now we're starting to see, okay, legs are moving a little better, shaking a lot of that rust off. Here's a 5-touchdown game. Maybe it's not so far-fetched to think that what we saw last year is what we ought, you know, not a passer rating of whatever it was, 135 over the course of a full season, but a lot better than what we had at the start. So I think the fact that they lost Will Fuller, who clearly was an important part of that offense, and were able to replace it with someone, I don't know, who was as consistent as any receiver in the league until he had Trevor Siemian or Case Keenum throw or Paxton Lynch throwing him footballs. That's when his numbers tailed off. Now paired up with a legitimate quarterback, That's a pretty nasty little pair of receivers they got in Houston now in a division that it looks like they're going to probably run away with.
I am inclined to agree with you. And the thing that makes it extra interesting as far as I'm concerned is, first of all, we overreact, I think, because of fantasy stuff with specifically with Deshaun Watson. People drafted him high, so there was a lot of across football America bellyache. And this guy is a fantasy bust in the first couple of weeks. And so I think that's one legitimate factor for the noise about, he's a little disappointing. And two, they were 0-3. And they're playing in Indianapolis in overtime. And Frank Reich, as far as I'm concerned, rightly decided to not play for a tie. The Colts are not going to the Super Bowl one way or the other. So he went for it, and they didn't get it, and the Texans win that game. If that doesn't happen, I wonder where the Texans are. But I think that also puts a little dent in our national perception of the Texans. Do you buy that they could actually go to the Super Bowl this year?
It's a tough one. I mean, Nuke is a load. Dude is.
Think about the defense.
That's what I mean. J.J. Watt, Whitney Merciless, Jadeveon Clowney, Tyrann Mathieu. I mean, it's a. And I'm just. I hate when people do that, and I just did it. Just throwing out names. Hey, you know, here's some more names. Lamar Miller. You know, the old line's not great, but Deshaun Watson can cover that up.
But they're going to get the players back as well. They've got some secondary injuries that when they start getting those guys back towards the end of the season,
the AFC.
You want to hit the ground running in November, December. I think they could.
I mean, to me, and it's crazy to say because of the Patriots and just the iron grip they have had on that conference, but. You know, I think you can make a case for probably five teams in the AFC,
yep. You
know, whereas in the NFC, it's like, hey, if you're not taking the Rams or the Saints or unless Philly really kind of gets on a run here, you know, then what are you doing? You know, whereas I think
maybe AFC, Philly, but I don't think they're built without. They don't have a fourth quarter running game. The Rams, I think we're overthinking it. Barring injury, all this Marcus Peters jazz. Always said, you know, we talked about taking the cheese too much. And
Marcus
all that.
Peters has been bad.
All right.
He's been
they're so
bad.
Loaded. Does it make a difference, really?
What if they lose to the Saints?
Now
each team has one loss, and you've got a Saints team that I think that's what it comes down to in the NFC, right? If it goes through New Orleans, you're not picking against Drew Brees. If it doesn't go through New Orleans, then I think it's probably going through LA. But see, the thing about the Rams. You really like? I was watching that game last week. Jared Goff did not look good. He was throwing the ball early when there wasn't pressure there. He was missing open guys. There was a shift in that game when McVay was like, "All right, we're going to Gurley," and that's what we're doing. And that's what carried them.
It's
and
you nice get to into have that.
It is.
To have that
it's
option.
A huge. Not to mention a play caller like McVay, but you get into the playoff and you got to have that quarterback. That quarterback's going to have to make plays, you know, and if you got a nasty Philly defense with Fletcher Cox up the middle and that secondary, then it's like, okay, could we see sort of a repeat of what we had last year with the Falcons, you know, and getting a good athletic D taking advantage of a quarterback that we're still maybe like, eh. At least I am. I'm just not quite there yet on Goff.
I hear you. Well, I always say it seems overly cynical to some, but do it once, QB, and then you have my faith.
Exactly.
That's all.
Do it once.
Show me once you can do it.
Right.
All right. Oh, that makes me extra excited now for the Rams and Saints game. We got Patriots and Packers to pick. We got your Chargers and Seahawks suddenly making a move there. Are those Hawks up in Seattle? Of course, the greatest rivalry in the 21st century of them all still to come. Last thing about the trade, any surprise money that a QB wasn't moved anywhere to Jacksonville or otherwise?
Not at all.
Really?
It's so hard to do.
I just don't think you can do that.
Yeah, not in the middle of the season. Successful. You can't move a quarterback.
I don't know why the Giants couldn't move Eli. It's over up there. Doesn't Tom Coughlin want him? Is it more that the Jags thought we're not built to take Eli on at this point? We wouldn't give him a line, so he wouldn't
I think
do
you need a full
here.
Training camp. I don't think you can drop a quarterback, and especially a quarterback like Eli. I think that's more a system. You know, you've got to have everything. It's not like he can just run around, use his legs and athleticism.
Tyrod Taylor
exactly.
would have been a better option
I think that's,
for Jacksonville because at least you can say, okay, well, you – do your thing a little bit.
But then again, maybe we're making football out to be more complicated than it really is. You know, and you would assume these guys, just hey, here's money. The different terminology. They're the same plays. This is what we call this.
It's just
lining
up.
Don't memorize it.
If Derek Anderson. Win your head-to-head matchup. Right. That's all football is.
Right.
Maybe I am dumb. I kind of feel like you could get Eli up to speed or close
probably.
To. You could have gotten him right now. Yeah.
You don't want to upset.
It wouldn't be better than Blake Bortles. Of course he would be. You know?
Maybe. Blake or Eli, who do you think, Eddie?
Spaghetti's giving up on Eli. He turned his back.
Well,
on
Dave,
him.
We had yesterday in the pre-show meeting. We had the little discussion I was showing you
about.
You had
a pre-show
we
meeting.
Did. Yeah, you guys missed it.
That's
we were
insane.
Talking about.
I've never heard of
I
that.
Missed it too. I was off getting the green.
I was talking to you about it. Eli's fourth in the league in yards, and like is ahead of Brady. And usually the internet will crush somebody like Eli, who's like face. You know, the Eli face is plastered all over the internet. But people are like, "Wow, the Giants' offensive line really is bad. Like, they have the worst." Overall, like PBWR rank, like it's an analytics stat.
What is that?
The
PBWR.
Worst, it's like pass block win
who
rate
comes
or
up
something.
With that?
It's an, I think it's ESPN based. But their O line's ranked 32 out of 32. Their pair of tackles are ranked the worst, and Eli has like career highs and stuff. So it's like one day I'm down on Eli, the next day I read this article and how. Eli like actually is performing well enough to win, but his like the amount of rushes he's got sacked 32 times. His career high is 38, and it's
PBR
only
isn't sponsoring PBR.
Oh.
Yes,
although pass block, wildly not underrated beer. Blue. You know, a lot of people have gone away from the American lager, and that's a shame because that's our beer. You know, I mean that's what you know this country was built on is the
right
lager.
Now,
Europe, the Pilsner, America, the lager.
Yep.
By the way, I'd like to just quickly point out before we move on, Eddie. Don't be so easily influenced. What's wrong with you, man?
I know. Well,
I read this article, and now I like Eli. Then I read this article, now I don't like Eli. Come on, man.
Eli's done with me.
Have a firm constitution,
PBR,
Eddie.
I'm back in.
My eye test shows that I think
I like
that
the eye test.
He total. I thought he was done, but reading something like that, and it makes you think, like, there's a little, like, smidgen of belief that if their offensive line was a shade better, he might actually have been okay.
Freaking Swift boat captains against this guy, flip flopper.
I reckon you don't need to draft a quarterback next year.
No, we definitely need a quarterback.
Oh, okay.
But we also need an O-line.
You made some bold predictions that you had to take down on your social media there, Spaghetti. Also,
Loletta.
Speaking of his social media.
Also on social media, I do want to say happy Halloween belatedly to the listener out there. Spaghetti, a grand outfit. I got to retweet that.
Thank you.
You and the lady who's now living in Los Angeles.
Correct.
She went out as Jon
Snow and Daenerys Targaryen, but I was Daenerys Targaryen.
See,
she was Jon Snow.
There's the twist.
I did not see that.
Didn't you see the photo?
I did see it.
I was the mother of dragons.
Yeah, you
she
were.
She was the king of the north. So
yeah, you were, sweetheart.
Yeah.
you're a good-looking lady.
That's right.
Thank you.
And I like
Thank
that you chose a color that brought out the blues of your eyes.
Exactly. Right.
That's really what made it, Eddie.
That's a good question. Who was better as the opposite sex? Who was more appealing?
Oh, his gal was. Close. His gal looked fantastic.
They both, though.
With the beard.
His lovely lady, Jada, is now in L.A. They both have thick tri-state accents. Or relatively speaking, I'd love the idea of you just going out for the night in British accents. That would be fun. I'd like to listen to
Henry would love that.
I would love that.
Don't play it, war boy. You know?
Sure.
That kind
of
stuff.
I'll write that down.
Dave's wearing it today. Yep. I mean, you are just wearing it.
We have some Kent Brown emails from, or Kent Brown
oh, we have
mom's
voicemails?
Emails. Yes, we have some of those.
Okay.
Quickly, before we do that, though, I want to ask you, Handsome, like I mentioned, the top 100 list that I'm doing each week. We got Money's last week.
Dave.
We got Will Brinson's idea, his top five last week. Now, since we're at the midway point here, it's essentially a ranking of who you have for MVP. Give me your top three, Handsome.
My MVP candidates.
Not candidates of the season
who
ended today.
Okay,
like
here's,
that. By
here's
that
one
measure.
You've mentioned him already. I'm going to give Aaron Donald the MVP. Why not, right?
Okay.
He deserves it.
Because practically, I'll tell you why, that's a different standard than who you rank at number one. But when they hold the MVP vote, the reason no Ram will win it is because they'll steal votes from each other, as they say. Gurley, Donald, and even Goff at this point would steal some votes from each other, whereas Patrick Mahomes will not.
Won't
have that happen.
I would have in some order, Donald, Mahomes, and Gurley. That would be my those.
And Donald
three,
won.
But I'd have Donald at number one.
Okay. And Money, any adjustment to your list?
Sounds about right.
Who's on Money's list?
My top five was.
Eli?
Well, this wasn't MVP. This was just who are...
It kind of is, though. That's kind of what you're...
That's saying. Not how it was positioned.
All right, you're right.
I've got a top 100 list. I mean, MVP, you have to attach wins to it, right? Your team has to be winning. So this was just...
He had Saquon Barkley at five. Saquon Barkley at five.
He's putting together a historic statistical season.
All right.
With absolute... with nine men in the box.
Best season ever
season,
for a one-win
every
team.
Every single snap.
Right.
Most stars who are super productive on a one-win
team. Just because your top five was... David DeCastro, Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, because by staying away, Le'Veon is motivating the Steelers, so he's my number three. Yes, exactly. James Conner was number two.
I didn't put Chris Boswell on there.
Yeah, I had what? Barkley, Mahomes, Phillip Rivers, Todd Gurley, and Aaron Donald. No, see, I'm kidding.
I love Phil Rivers. You know I love
Phil Rivers. Rivers having a great season.
Phil Rivers is
Phil and I had a moment, actually, after the game. Yeah, we had a little, because, I mean, I love Phil, and I found myself an opportunity to get
Does he know you? Alex Smith knows you by name.
Phil does not know me.
I talked to Alex Smith, and I said, do you really know somebody named Hodgson? He said, yes, give my best to Henry.
There you go.
Did he really?
He knew you. Yeah.
Oh, I love Alex. He's a great man.
Yeah, we both have those baby blues.
When did you see him?
At the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, that was my five. Donald, I think Donald Gurley, Mahomes are
Will
obvious.
Brinson from CBS Sports, of course, had Phil Rivers at two. Number two. Pretty high up there. You know who else needs to be in the MVP mix? Cam Newton.
Yep.
That's fine.
All right, let's get to, do we want to read spaghetti tweets or should we? Let's first get to.
Let's have one, Kent
Brown. One of our producers, Kent Brown, from the banks of the Three Rivers himself.
Where is Kent today? You guys didn't invite him in here?
He gets remarkably great voicemails, consistently great, unsolicited reviews of TV and movies from his mom back there in Pittsburgh. She's from Wilmerding. She's from down by Wilmerding, is Kent Brown's mom. So here's a voicemail from her. Do we know what she's addressing here, MLVP?
She has some kind of question about the upcoming film, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, okay, good.
Some kind of question.
Hey, Kent, who's the guy that's in Bohemian Rhapsody? Who's playing that lead guy, Freddie Mercury, from
Queen?
Is it that guy that was engaged to Ariana Grande, or is it some other guy? I couldn't notice his face when they just showed the commercial. All right, you can call me back. Bye-bye.
I mean, God, that's so good.
Who's doing that Bohemian? Here's my question. It's not denigrating Queen necessarily, but everybody, first of all, and I'm not knocking the movie, but it's a weird thing to make a feature. Has everybody forgotten about the fact that nobody knows anything about Queen? And it's not like they're the Beatles or anything that require a full feature about them. Handsome, you're from the UK, as they are. Name for me one Queen album. Can you, Money? I bet you, if anybody can, it's Money.
Killer Queen.
That's the name of an album? Okay. Well, you just ruined my thought. But yes, Queen, I think most human beings, Queen's the great, one of the greatest rock bands. Really, what's your favorite album by then?
Queen is regularly cited by bands as their favorite band of all time. Just the songwriting, not to get serious in this moment.
They're like Muse, aren't they? Is that a good comparison?
Muse can't hold.
I'm not saying there's. The
difference
Muse
between Muse.
You say Muse
laced,
is clearly
Muse
inspired.
Isn't fit to lace Freddie Mercury.
I didn't say
cleats.
It. I'm saying that that's their inspiration. Clearly, they're mimicking Queen.
The great thing about Queen is that all four members were songwriters and could play multiple instruments, and could sing and could like that. That's
great
what was
performers.
Technically, they were. And Freddie Mercury is. I mean, you know, if you want, I guess, have the debate, it's probably what it's Mick Jagger. Versus Freddie Mercury versus, that's probably it, right? As the greatest frontman of a rock band of all time. And I would put Freddie number one, not to mention probably the greatest vocal range of any rock vocalist ever. I think it's the greatest band that has ever been assembled.
Queen is the greatest band ever assembled.
I do.
You know what? When I was
hot
a kid,
take.
Yes, when very
I was,
hot.
I was supposed to go and see a Queen gig at Wembley.
Oh,
right.
How could you not?
And no. Wait a second. I got caught at school smoking a cigarette. And I was forbidden.
By mom.
By my parents.
Those tickets off your hands, Henry.
That was taken away from me, Dave.
Wow.
Just for a cigarette.
Wow. I had tickets to go and see the Grateful Dead's last show at Soldier Field. That was their last show.
My brother went to that. My younger brother was his first show. I got him tickets to go to that Grateful Dead show.
You're a great man.
And my roommate, I think, had to work, and so we ended up not going to that show, and then Jerry Garcia died.
You weren't forbidden.
No, I wasn't forbidden. Yeah, I just didn't want to go by myself.
I was forbidden.
Eddie Spaghetti, music aficionado, weigh in, fella. Queen, the greatest band of all time.
I want to see the movie.
Are you going to say Vedder's the best frontman of all time? No, you're going to say Chris Cornell is.
Vocally, yeah. In terms of like being who, I think Liam Gallagher is a fun guy. In terms of like frontman, I think Liam is just a fun overall personality. He kind of is a rock star to like the nth degree. But Martin had a point that Killer Queen is actually just a song.
Oh, it is? On News of the World? What's it on?
Sheer Heart Attack.
Oh, Sheer Heart Attack. That's like, ooh, wow. That's a lot later than I would have thought.
Ah,
my mistake.
Point back on
That's
point.
Right.
Look, we have to fact check here. That's
Kinda Magic, News of the World, Killer Queen. My favorite Queen song, though. For some reason, I thought that was the name of a record.
Killer Queen's your favorite.
It is.
Well, the best
favorite.
Thing Queen did, and it doesn't get hailed enough, in a movie that straddles the line, not unlike Three's Company does for sitcoms, between actually funny stuff and stuff that is ironically funny. Flash Gordon, one of the great movies, honored by Ted, the Mark Wahlberg movie, a number of years ago. Queen did the entire score for the movie Flash Gordon.
Well, that actually is one of their albums as well.
Yes.
It's crazy. That is really funny. But then also Wang Chung did it for To Live and Die in L.A. Not as memorably, but still interesting that they did that.
Bat Bottom Girls. I mean, come on. When I said what?
No, but they're a song. I mean, I'm surprised they're a range of songs.
That's
like,
the thing.
There are 20 great songs, but you're not wrong about albums.
I think that's an interesting note.
What's that?
Well, that there are, like Dave said, name an album.
Right, and I got it wrong. They're my favorite band.
You can name 10
to 15
great songs.
Yes.
But actually, albums.
I will
Bicycle.
For the record, I'll go Mick Jagger's The Obvious.
Bicycle.
Do you want to say what? Yeah, it's hard to push back against.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike.
How about Crazy Little Thing called Love, by the way? Mm-hmm. So their most successful song, believe it or not, that was their most successful song ever. And the record company refused to put it out. So Freddie Mercury bankrolled that whole production himself, and it ended up being their biggest hit.
Isaac Brock is the weirdest front man I've ever experienced. Multiple times have seen Modest Mouse.
Yep.
And on two of those occasions, a thing that apparently people up at the front of the stage wanted to see was him spitting on them. So he accommodated them.
I remember I went and saw Skinny Puppy
spitting on the crowd. Yeah. They cheer.
That's welcome compared to Ogre from Skinny Puppy. I watched him kick a guy in the face, just straight kick him in the face, and everyone was like, "Yeah, Ogre!" It's like, wait a minute, you shouldn't have to get kicked in the face by
didn't
a boot.
Perry Farrell throw a shoe at somebody?
Sure.
Oh no, he threw a Birkenstock, I think, at somebody, something like that. Anyhow, he's an entertaining front man. We've also talked about what's his name from Stone Temple Pilots, Scott
Weiland.
He was had that
great front
same
man.
Androgyny that Mick Jagger has going. Anyhow, all right, let's get to another voicemail from Kent Brown's mom while we're rolling here.
Hey, guess who died? Robbie Bulger. I didn't know. I mean, I knew he got arrested. I remember that.
He got arrested.
Mysterious death. I don't know. It'll be on the news, I guess. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm going to bed.
Good night, Kent. That might be the best.
That is the best one.
Can we get that again? Guess who died?
Can we please get that one again?
I'd like to hear it again.
Can we please get that again?
Hey, guess who died? Whitey Bulger. I didn't know. I mean, I knew he got arrested. I remember that. They said it's a mysterious death. I don't know. It'll be on the news, I guess. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow because I'm going to bed. Good night, Kent.
Going to bed. That's like, just take inventory on that, right? One.
Guess who died?
Guess who
died? With the pause. Could it be?
Guess who died?
No!
My favorite aunt? Oh, Whitey Bulger. All right. Didn't know. I didn't know he was arrested. I thought he was still on the lam. But turns out he was arrested. And then you get, it was a mysterious death. It'll be on the news. So don't call me back. Because I'm going to bed. That's that voicemail.
Guess who died?
That is magic.
The guy who broke up with Ariana Grande, Mom? I don't know.
Guess who died, Paul?
All right, we're going to get to the Red Challenge flag picks here in just a minute here. Money, if you have a spaghetti.
I got one loaded here.
before we
there's
get
not
to
a
that,
lot, by the way. Eddie did not get too loose with it. Oh, he deleted some.
I don't delete tweets ever.
Oh, you didn't? I thought you had to go back and take down the Laletta one.
Oh, no. I made fun of myself for an awful prediction.
Oh, okay. Money, before anything else, what this one might upset Spaghetti too. Oasis, yay or nay?
Love them.
Love them.
Love.
Really?
Yeah, Andrew? Big fan.
I love Oasis.
Love them.
We talked about Oasis.
Yeah, we actually talked about Oasis across
the pond. We went to a soccer game together.
I thought you were going to knock them for being a little bit overrated. That's what I saw.
No, love
well, I mean, I think they're great performers. I don't think they necessarily, we talked about this as well, they weren't very consistent in their production after their first couple of albums.
Handsome.
But always great performers.
What were the little ones for Halloween, by the way?
A cat. Mm-hmm. My daughter was a cat. My elder son was just a ghoul, you know, with a black costume and a scary face. And then my youngest son was an FBI agent.
Ooh.
But I also bought
really
him a British Bobby's hat back from London, and he wore that on top. So he was
the allies.
He was effectively, you know, both police forces working in tandem.
That's nice. That's a nice message for society.
He also took it off. It's a big plastic, you know, Bobby's hat. He took it off last night. It's like, have you been in the shower? What happened? He had sweated so much as like a plastic hat. It was disgusting. I was like, why is this full of water? And then I was like, oh.
How does Halloween compare in the UK with
The UK is beginning to embrace Halloween in the same way as America. Halloween, when I was a kid, wasn't a big deal. But if it was, you were something scary. You wouldn't be an FBI.
You went out and did stuff when you were
a kid? Yeah, I mean, we used to go and trick-or-treat people. But it was more about the tricks than the treats. I wasn't that interested in the candy. I wanted to egg someone's house or something as a obnoxious 10-year-old.
I think Americans, at least, are disarmed by, they think handsome has that accent, ergo he must be some elegant gentleman. He's as much a ne'er-do-well.
What?
Your backstory is filled with shady tales on par with Matt Money Smith.
Well,
hiding out in porta potties, doing goodness knows what outside stadiums.
Inside the stadium, outside.
I see
the performance area.
What was your little girl money?
Yeah, for whatever reason, she and her friend decided to go as Dora and Swiper, and they're 11 years old, and they just thought it was funny.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'd like to point out my wife's family is kind of fancy, and they invited us to a Long Beach Yacht Club
Ooh.
Halloween party. So I had a captain's T-shirt left over from our Petros and Money summer tour that culminated inside the Alamitos Bay, so our head of promotions got us these stupid-looking T-shirts, and I had a captain's hat on. And there was a moment as I was surrounded by all these fancy folks that belonged to a yacht club at their annual Halloween party, and all their little kids were dancing around. And I'm holding a Bud Light in my left hand in the can, because I was like, don't worry about pouring it in a cup. I'll drink it out of the can. And I had a cake pop in my other hand. I'm eating that, and I'm looking on the dance floor, and my 11-year-old, who is Swiper the Fox, has tucked the tail between her legs to turn herself into a male, and she's just shaking her hips back and forth, and all the kids are laughing and pointing, and there I am with my Bud Light and my cake pop, and I said to my wife, we don't really belong here, you know. And she said, yeah, I don't think Mom's going to invite you back next year. I was like, that's what happens.
I had my first experience with my oldest, with baby Oprah, who's now an 11-year-old herself, handsome. I caught up with her and her friends, and she said, oh, my dad's here. That's the first time I've ever had that experience. Ugh. It's going to be a long decade coming up.
Here we go.
It's going to be rough. The best thing
What were you dressed as, Dave? Was it like, oh, my dad's here just because you're her dad? Or were you actually dressed as something that would be even more embarrassing?
Well, listen, if that's the game she wants to play, she better get ready, because I'm going to play it.
Yeah,
and I'm going to play it to win.
Yep.
I'm going to start showing up.
First
shirtless,
of all, shirtless. I'm going to start. Pantless.
I don't know what.
Just a shirt,
you
no pants.
Play games.
The worst look of all time.
Come here and give me a hug. Right. Give your daddy a hug.
Let's dance. Let's dance. That's the best one. That's the one I'm looking forward to the most. I want to embarrass my kids by dancing in front of them.
That is a good one, by
the
way.
That was the one that used to just kill me.
The older kids went out with their friends, and so they weren't with the little ones. Well, the best thing we did was on Sunday. The little ones got dressed up in their Halloween costumes because they knew they weren't going to see their big brother and sister. So the little ones went around the upstairs of the house, knocking on each bedroom door and bathroom door, trick or treating. And the older kids kept dressing up like me and like old ladies and stuff like that. Like, what can I get for you? And the trick or they thought that was the highlight of Halloween for me. Otherwise, it was mm-hmm. garden variety stuff.
Speaking of dancing, I just want to share this real quick because this is in all of your futures. My oldest daughter's first father-daughter dance in high school, her freshman year. You go, and they have this competition, right? All right, dads and daughters, we're going to have a contest. You know, when we tap you on the shoulder, you're done, you're off, and it'll come down to one couple, dad and daughter, and you're the winner of the dance. So I'm making a fool of myself. I'm out there dancing and having a good time, and they're playing like all these songs. I remember Tequila comes on, and I'm like trying to show her, hey, we're going to do the Pee Wee Herman thing, right? Let's do this. And all of a sudden, you know, it's packed out there. And I feel like, it's like keep brushing up against us. I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it. You know, we're good. And I just feel like, yeah, we're good. All right, I'm dancing for probably a full minute. And finally, a girl goes, I'm tapping you because you're off the floor.
Well, and you're the first one out.
It's like, yes. It was maybe 2 minutes into the competition that lasted like 20 minutes, and I was like, oh, okay, all right, we're all done here.
I'm going to need some more good tips on how to humiliate. They don't want to hang out with me. Oh, they're going to have to hang out with me twice as much. All right, let's get to it, everybody. It's all been prelude to this. It's time to make the big picks, the big games. NFL Week 9, Red Challenge Flag style.
Red Challenge Flag Picks!
Nothing else?
It wasn't.
Did it good. I thought he delivered. I thought Hank delivered.
I don't know. I used to give us.
It wasn't Freddie Mercury. Let's try it again.
Used to go high register right at the end.
Let's try it again.
Okay, one more time.
I didn't feel like I really gave
it. Maybe with the missing ingredient is a little spaghetti, little sauce.
No, I don't think that.
No. All right.
Red Challenge Fried Picks!
I think that was too high.
Yeah, I think the first one was better.
Okay.
All right, let's just
cut the second one, Emma.
Let's just move on, and we'll start.
Normally, Henry delivers like a darkness style, the darkness style, you know, kind of
shrilly. That's another band definitely influenced by Queen.
Yes, most definitely.
If you want to smoke a cigarette, feel free.
I don't want to, otherwise I won't be allowed to perform.
Go see the darkness show.
Yep.
You'll be at home the rest of the... You'll stay at the flat if you don't... you have to find out...
What kind of cigarette was it? Do you remember?
Benson Hedges.
Yeah, Benson and Hedges 100.
Always about the Benson and Hedges.
That's right.
B&H.
That's right.
Yep.
Why? What are those? The skinny ones?
I remember I told the story the other day when I was a kid. That was our move to buy cigarettes at 14. Hey, my old man's going to kick my ass if you don't sell me his Benson and Hedges. they wouldn't sell us Marlboro Lights or Camel Lights.
I don't Benson and Hedges anymore.
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's been a while since I bought a cigarette.
Pall Mall.
The Pall Malls.
Pall Mall? I don't think that's how you say it, but that's all right.
I don't know how.
You guys do it your way.
All right, I'm not into your nails. All right, here we go. This is a nice little appetizer before we get to a quartet of beauties here. Let's talk NFC North.
Quartet of beauties.
Was that a little bit Chris Berman? You got the Chargers and the Seahawks. You got the Rams and the Saints. You got the Packers and the... But look, there are a lot of good football games. But the Lions and Vikings have a meaningful game up in the NFC North. Back on the blitz.
Well done.
Very good.
Thank you. Now, my preseason prediction that the Lions are going to the playoffs is on life support.
It is.
After losing at home to the Seahawks, I was stunned. And then the confusing duo of moves, they go get Damon Harrison.
But.
So you think, now that defense is really going to be mighty. And then they trade away Golden Tate. Makes no sense. I also don't understand the Packers giving away Clinton
Dix. That one was weird, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, they don't. They're going to be into him for more money next year. Whatever. All right. Well, so what? What about Aaron Rodgers in 2018? Don't you want him to have his best possible roster to try and win it here? What are you doing?
I'm looking at the remainder of the Detroit schedule because they still get Chicago twice, the first place team by a game, right? So if you win, if somehow you win both of those, you know, now you're right back in it, right? So I think that's the one thing about the North is I'm guessing that it's probably, 10 wins at the most, I think, wins. It could be a 9-7 division. That's the one thing that where maybe they are still alive, you know.
You know what I think is going to come back to haunt them? People always like to say that in the moment it happens. It's sort of like anytime a guy almost intercepts a ball, the announcer is obliged, and make sure Daniel Jeremiah says this on the Chargers broadcast money. When a guy almost on defense almost intercepts it, but it goes through his hands, you must say, oh, he would have scored there. No one would have tackled him. Somebody might have tackled him. Every time somebody almost intercepts it, it's not a free pass to score six.
See, I thought you were going to say when they almost intercept it, but don't hold on to it. It's Whitehead, guys. That's a defensive back and not a receiver.
That's the line.
That's why.
Also, he'd like to have that one back.
There you go. Yeah. Like to have that one back.
Yes, but should they be able to steal this one up in one of the Twin Cities, then the Lions are back on track. The Vikings will be depressed. The one thing I was going to say is I think that tie that the Packers should have won that game.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt them. That's going to hurt. And then the Ty Montgomery one.
Yep.
No wiggle room left for Aaron Rodgers, I feel like. But anyhow, to the here and now, Handsome Hank, Lions, Vikings, the domes that should not exist shamefully up in the NFC North meeting one another. Because, of course, all NFC North teams should play outside. Choose.
As the Germans say, I think the Vikings are going to win this game.
Mm. Well done.
We didn't even need to pick this one.
No,
that one's going to work good.
Why did we choose this one?
I don't know, but
just
I will say
an appetizer for a great quartet. What did you say?
Nobody runs when Damon Harrison's playing, and Latavius Murray's that means he's not. So once again,
no
it's
Dalvin,
all about
right?
Kirk
Dalvin's Cousins. Not coming back this week.
Nope.
Did he not play last week?
Nope.
Harrison didn't play last week.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Money. Let's transition quickly then, because that was kind of a weak
that
beginning.
Was weak.
Yep.
That was kind of a weak beginning
to the biggest one.
Well, let's pick the biggest rivalry game in college football, 21st century.
Oh,
LSU, Bama. Bama, this is a legit rivalry, but Bama has won, I think, the last five, six at least. But, of course, they haven't been good, LSU. But
it's you want to lay it out officially?
Go ahead.
Oh, you're not going to do the Alabama, LSU?
LSU. Alabama.
At Death Valley.
Choose.
Alabama. Yeah.
You're going to throw your crimson. No. You're going to throw the crimson flag at him.
This is this going to go down as one of the
Nothing.
Top
Thanks,
three
Emma.
Teams?
I think it will be.
Emma gave me a thumbs up. It's fine. I just wanted. I like to get a little recognition when I come up.
You got it from the head. Yeah,
that's
back
fine.
There,
the head writer liked it.
Yeah, they're good. They're really good. I mean, this is the best quarterback they've ever had. I mean, and that's
how does Tua? How does Tua project to your eyeballs in the NFL?
Ridiculous.
Number one overall.
I mean, he's a little bit different, I think. That it'll be like that sort of getting used to the idea that you can use that size, you can use that physicality. He's not, you know, that pretty Josh Rosen pocket passer. He throws a hell of a ball, though. But, yeah, I think he ends up.
He's Cam, isn't it? I mean, that's a good comparison.
But I think he throws a better ball than Cam.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, I mean.
But he's much smaller. He's not comparable to Cam.
Well, nobody is. But he's still he's a thick dude. Yeah. I mean, he's still pretty big.
Eddie thickness.
So, yeah, there you go. Right. Thick cast.
Now, let's move All to right. any college football game of note that you need to get on record with here.
Let
Big
me
upset
think.
Or anything else you want to throw out there?
How about my Kentucky?
What about that one?
Who's Kentucky playing?
Georgia.
Georgia. Eh.
For the division.
Whoever wins
Georgia
that one
exactly wins the
division.
Wins the
plays Bama.
Yeah. I would take Georgia.
All right.
That's wrong.
Now, we're going right to an MVP. We're going right to the biggest game of the week.
It's not the biggest game. It's not the biggest game of the week.
You do whatever you want.
We'll do it. We'll do it.
I don't know how you think that's the biggest game of the week.
I'd say Rams-Saints might be the biggest game of the week.
I think
you're right about that.
All right. But no, I think we all understand.
I'm going to throw the red challenge at Dave for saying
that. This is the biggest rivalry in pro football. We agree on that at least, Handsome?
I mean, if you say so.
You don't think so?
I do. I mean, I do, but, like, it's not.
I'd go Dolphins v.
Jets.
Bills. All right, here we go, Handsome. You get to pick this one. Pittsburgh Steelers on a little bit of a roll here. The Baltimore Ravens on a little bit of a slide here.
In
fact, Jason Luckin Fora of CBS Sports gave him a little bulletin board material by saying, I don't know what the Ravens are thinking. They should have just dealt away they should have dealt away Jimmy Smith and Terrell Suggs and Marshall Yanda and so on. Where are they going? They're 8-8 guaranteed this year. Man, that's not going to sit well.
That's not going to sit well.
No, indeed. All right, Handsome.
Joe Flacco is going to take that and run with it, Dave.
Well, he's not literally going to run.
No,
he stands
not.
There
that's
where Lamar Jackson runs. All right, here we go. The Steelers. The Ravens. Choose.
I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens.
Bang! Hey, money, explain yourself.
I just don't like their offense. You know, Collins, Allen, neither of them are great runners. I don't know if they're going to try to get Ty Montgomery into that mix. Not crazy about Flacco. He's been spotty at best. I think we picked the game last week, and I think I might have been the only guy that took the Panthers. And I said, it's two good defenses, and I'll take the better offense. I just don't think the Ravens are going to score enough points to beat the Panthers, and I think it sits here. Not that the Steelers have a great defense
they
or
don't.
Anything. They
that's,
don't.
That's what I mean.
But I don't think – I still don't think the Ravens are going to be able to keep up with them. I just don't. You know, what did the Panthers put on the Ravens last week? What was it, 24? Mm-hmm. So I think that could win it. I have no faith in that offense.
But was the unique talent of Cam. It
yes.
really was him running away from guys and everything else, and it's hard to account for, and I don't know that that really transfers from one week to the next. Now, the Saints were pretty good in the second half up in Baltimore the week prior. The Steelers slow. They take quarters off. They still are winding up with 30 points. So I think it's again another example of me belly aching about cell phone technology. That they're scoring 30 points. Yeah, but they need to score 40. But that is troubling to me as a Steelers fan that this team that you fall behind on good teams the way the Steelers have a knack for doing, that's going to plague them. Not that the Ravens are that. I don't know. I could see it either way.
To me, the more interesting is just beyond this game. I can't figure out who's going to win the North. Like, I don't have the slightest
idea.
It
could be the Bungles.
I think
that's what I mean. Like, because you look at the – right, so they've got 5 wins. So let's just project you got to get to 10 wins. When you look at the Bengals' remaining schedule, they still have to play
Saints.
The Ravens, the Steelers, both on the road. They've got to come to L.A. to take on the Chargers. They have to play the Saints. Like, okay, how are they getting to 10 wins? And then you look at the Ravens are 4-4, and I picked them at the start of the season to win. And then you look, they've got Pitt this week. They've still got to play Cincinnati. They've got to go to the Chargers. They've got to go to Kansas City. Like, I can't
look
find...
Look at Pittsburgh.
I can't figure out who gets to 10 wins in this division.
Some Christmas present for the Steelers. They got to go play in NOLA. Although, actually, that is a Christmas present for the players. Just wait till after the game.
That's the thing. I can't... Like, if you're picking right now, who do you pick to win the North?
I mean...
The Bengals. Same team I picked at the start of the season.
I kind of am inclined to agree with Handsome, but what I'm fascinated to see, if Le'Veon Bell does in fact ever show up, and all the talk about James Conner has been as good and he has marginalized the need to have, not just for the Steelers, but you don't need to pay Le'Veon Bell when you can go find Adrian Peterson out there, or you can get James Conner where they got him and he'll be as productive, all that kind of talk. I am interested in. The one thing is, if they are innovative enough intellectually to figure this out, imagine if they go with James Conner and Le'Veon Bell literally with a pro set offense in the backfield. What you could do. Imagine how you could devastate with that.
Yeah.
You line them both up. One guy goes out, but you don't know as the defense which guy's leaving the backfield. The other one, both good and pass pro. That could be a unique-looking offense that they could throw out there for the second half of the season if 26 ever shows up.
He will. He's going to show up.
I guess.
I mean, you know, there's no two ways about that. He's showing up. When? I don't know. Is it week 11? Probably. But he's not sitting out the whole season. It's just not going to happen. That's what makes it interesting. And I think that's what kind of when you say, oh, the Bengals, obviously, okay, well, they got to close the season out against Pittsburgh. And if Bell's back there and Connor's back there and you're trying to deal with Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell and all that offense, man, that's
maybe what it comes down to is that week 17 game in Heinz Field. All right. Matt Money Smith is going to leave us, Handsome Hank. He's going to depart Studio 66.
What?
And fly I'm good.
No, to the Pacific Northwest.
Oh,
I see.
Hey, man, right now, I'm like, I'm good for another 15 minutes.
He's going to fly
if we need
up.
That. We don't need that, though. I'm sorry. Can we wrap this up in 5? Sorry, Emma.
Charge. Where you, Emma VP's got
Emma wants to,
be?
To get out of here.
She's had enough. She's had more than enough.
Oh, this is my favorite. Keep going.
Whenever she says that, she's pretending, but she actually doesn't mean it.
What are you talking about?
I get it.
That as well.
Too much Oasis. Nobody knows who.
Now I've got that terrible Eric Clapton song in my brain. And she said she was pretending.
That's
such a terrible song.
Eric Clapton in the 80s. That's a shame.
That wasn't a good time.
No.
All right.
Shame.
Well, so money can't. Well, we know who money's going to pick.
Right.
Let's have the fun. Let's see if either one of us wants to throw a red challenge flag.
I want
Chargers.
You to say, because you never ever. You always like, oh, money, it's your turn. Oh, Hank, it's your. You do it.
Well, that's not okay.
I'll do
it's going to be unsatisfying either way, I have a feeling. But all right, the Chargers coming off the bye. Matt Money Smith back to work with Daniel Jeremiah.
I'm supposed to do it to you, then
go ahead.
So the Chargers coming off a bye. Matt Money Smith's going to be there with Daniel Jeremiah calling the game in Seattle. Dave, mm-hmm. The Chargers at the Seahawks. Choose.
I'm taking the Los Angeles Chargers, of
Me
course.
Too.
They're going to the Super Bowl.
Me too. Tell They're me not- why.
I feel that that the Seahawks are playing very well. If you've watched them the last couple of weeks, it feels like it doesn't feel fluky on any level. Like, they just kind of worked their way into a couple of wins there.
But it's bits and pieces. It's like, there's some bits that work, there's some bits that don't, there's some bits
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
though.
It doesn't
You
make
watch the game and it makes sense. Yeah. But if you look at what they have, how are they? I don't know
they
what they're putting
right.
together here. I'm taken with this Chargers team. I think it's going to get better and better. The X factor remains Joey Bosa. It's unclear. When's he coming back, Money?
It's at least originally we thought it was this week.
Away.
It's not
right.
happening. It's at least a couple weeks away. If Joey Bosa were playing, I'd feel very confident saying the Chargers were going to win
there
this
a
game.
Chance
without him, I think that changes because without Bosa, they've been playing, you know, kind of their base has been this six defensive back set. And with as well as Chris Carson's been running straightforward, I don't know if you can play that defense. And they're injured at the linebacker spot. You know, Jatavis Brown's back, you know, banged up. Kaiser White's been out. So they're thin at linebacker. And they've moved Damian Square, who was one of their better defensive tackles, now to the outside to try to replace Bosa. He's been the best option there. So the center of that defense isn't what you'd like it to be going into this game against a team that's pretty effective, running straight forward with Carson and running play action with Russell Wilson. And mobile quarterbacks have really kind of done a number on them. So I think this is a tough game without Bosa for them. And a lot of it will probably depend on, you know, is Melvin Gordon 100% healthy from that hamstring? If he is, I think that allows them to control time of possession a little bit more, likely put up their 28-31 points and maybe win what I'm probably guessing is going to be kind of a high score.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think this one, this puts up a big point total.
34-31, David.
That's what it feels like. Yep. It feels like it's
maybe very
be...
similar to the other team from Los Angeles when they went up there.
Right. What was that, 33-31, I think? Yeah.
Something like that. Next up, now let's talk about the best team in pro football. The Los Angeles Rams traveling out to play what many now are calling the second best team, at least in the NFC. Matt Money Smith just said that a matter of minutes ago. Here we go. The big one. Well, 12-12 to some people is the big one. But either way, here we go. Rams, Saints, Handsome Hank, our favorite place in America, New Orleans. Choose.
Saints.
Why are you going with the Saints there, Matt?
Drew Brees in the dome. What I had said kind of about Jared Goff that I just, you know, it's not quite there yet. I think there's no question it's going to be tough. But look, the interior of that Minnesota defensive line, that defensive line of Minnesota is really good, and Brees was still able to put up, what he put up, a 30 spot mm-hmm. on Minnesota. So I suspect he'll be able to do it. You saw what Aaron Rodgers was able to do on the outside without Aqib Talib. Marcus Peters continues to gamble and lose. And I think they have the personnel that matches up well
right.
with the Rams.
People keep saying that.
Yeah,
they do. I like the fact that they can.
No
also,
Davenport, though. And he was
that's
he
a
was
big one
starting to really break out.
That's
there,
a big right? one.
I like the fact that they change week to week. You sometimes get the Saints who are Mark Ingram led and, you know, controlling the clock. And then sometimes Alvin Kamara comes in and, you know, does all the stuff that he can do. I think they can control the game against the Rams more than other teams have been able to.
All right. Certainly a fascinating one. And Money's point is right on. When you start to see people like me, dumb people, start to see what is true
dumb,
to this
Dave.
Point.
Don't do yourself down. Come on.
I'm
Have
clever.
Some self-respect.
I'm clever.
You are clever.
Thank you. I feel like a team gets it. Because to me, they've now they've flown over this that thing of an early season little phenom. I think so have the Chiefs too, by the way. You know, I thought that perhaps their most important performance is the one they put up in Foxborough in that rally, even though they lose that game. I feel like the Rams now, they've had some really good tests. Maybe they would have lost in the Coliseum a week ago had Rodgers gotten another crack at it. Either way, I think we're overthinking it by trying to figure out, you know, are the Rams really this good? Yeah, they're really this
good.
I don't deny that at all.
They are a loaded team with one of the better offensive minds. And like we talk about, 2018 is the year of the clever offensive mind. I think McVay goes in there and takes care of business. But I guess I won't be shocked if it goes the other way.
Do you think this could be an NFC Championship game?
Who knows how that breaks? I'm trying to think of, I think the Packers, I think that was a big one for them to lose last week because of the aforementioned tie that they had against the Vikings, fair or otherwise. That puts leads us nicely into this next game, as a matter of fact. Let's see if we can figure it out a little bit here, because that would be the only other team I could see doing it, except, you know, the other one is the Panthers. The Panthers might be the second best team. If the Saints ain't, the Panthers are the second best
team
in the NFC.
Or an Eagles
team
that gets it together, just like gets rolling in.
I know it's easy to say, but it's the point I've made for since August, but I said if Jay Ajayi gets hurt, then that team's going to be in trouble, and now Ajayi is hurt, and without LeGarrette Blount, they don't have the finisher anymore, and that was a underrated aspect of the 2017 Eagles.
It's great, and it's terrible, too, is that all these teams are still going to play each other. You know, it's kind of like the old interleague ruined sort of the World Series for us because you got the C teams play them. So the fact that the Eagles have yet to play the Saints and the Rams, and those teams are all – the Saints are now playing the Rams are going to play the Eagles, and it's kind of a bummer because it'll help you make sense as opposed to going into a playoff game like, oh, man, Drew Brees, Jared Goff, McVay, Peyton, what a great show. Yeah, you're going to see it.
Yes.
You're actually going to see it in week 9.
Right, 90% of all the people picking the game will just refer you back to what happened in
what November. We saw in the regular season.
Right. All right, here we go. The one that a lot of people are over the moon for, 12-12, a little less exciting than it would have been had Rodgers been coming off a big upset against the Rams. Either way, though, Matt Money Smith, Packers, Patriots. Choose.
I'm going to take the Pats.
I missed you. That's an ominous.
That is ominous signs
up there. You're gonna take the home team as well, Handsome.
Yep.
Explain.
I'm tired of ever picking against Bill Belichick in prime time in a in what's considered a big game. And whenever what I've always found about Belichick, I don't know if you saw any of his press conference yesterday talking about Aaron Rodgers. The more he talks up another player, the more likely it is that he has exactly he's figured that puzzle out.
Well, he really
went to town on praising Rodgers, rightfully, but it just feels like he's doing that in order to make himself look even smarter when he beats him on Sunday.
I think Tom Brady is uber competitive. You know, obviously, but
I think he might be.
I think he
a little bit.
But to another
barb from Hank, by the way.
To the point that, like we've said before, to the point he would be a jerk if you were playing wiffle ball in the backyard. You'd be like, take it easy.
You see him playing?
Right.
He was playing.
Chill out,
there
man.
There was that video of him playing dodgeball with his wife.
Yeah,
and he's like hammering. He's an NFL quarterback.
Did you watch him play video games with Conan O'Brien? It was like, all right, chill out, man. You're on a late night show. It ain't that serious. Yeah. But that said, I think he can deny it all. I'm not playing Aaron. I'm playing the defense. By the way, the defense in Green Bay is better than the one in New England. That's why I think Aaron Jones has a nice night. I think he is the guy that at least plays a role. Jimmy Graham, what a bust, though, right, Money?
If his rear end was only a tiny bit smaller, he would have got that touchdown against the Rams instead of having his posterior just drop right there before the goal line, which prevented it. And I guess if he had scored that touchdown, and so let's play the what-if game, right? If Jimmy Graham scores that touchdown, if Ty Montgomery isn't a boob and takes a knee in the end zone so Rodgers can move the ball all of, 55 yards to get into a game-winning field goal range that Mason Crosby would have punted through, we would have been like, hey, Jimmy Graham now, there it is. Just needed to get that first one out of the way. Some magic's happening here. They need it, you know. So I agree. I mean, he's certainly not the same guy that he was with Breeze. What do you have last year? I think he had 10 touchdowns last year.
He got a lot of those. Yeah, he got
cheap
a lot of
those. They were cheap touchdowns. So, yeah.
Not even getting those in Lambeau.
I guess that was a long answer to your, yeah, what a bust.
Well, I'm running it through my head because it does get into an arms race. It seems like that's what we saw up in KC. That's the story of 2018, like we keep saying, and I'm undermining my point that I just made because certainly McCarthy is outwitted, you would think, by Josh McDaniels. No, 12 is the best. The one that in green, or the 12 will be green and
12.
The jersey will be white. They need this one. They lose this one, and the Vikings do handle the Lions. Then they're scratching and clawing to get a wild card. So I'll take the Packers because I believe in Rodgers. All right, that's that. Anything else you'd like to throw out there, Handsome Hank?
No, nothing from me, Dave.
No, that's it. Matt,
I'd love to come back next week and offer some fresh opinions on the National Football League.
All good.
I like
that. Next time you get Hank's mom on, make sure she brings up the cigarette that prevented him from seeing Queen.
Oh, Henry, the darkest hour of our family's otherwise rich history. Taught you better. No Queen show for you, boy.
All right, that's it. We'll wrap it up there. That's it on week 9. We'll talk to you after it's all through and get you ready for week 10. Thanks to Matt Money Smith. Make sure you're checking out the radio show, Petros and Money, and Game Theory and Money, Handsome Hank, traveling the world over soon. South of the border, spicy.
The tears of use.
Maurice, thanks Spaghetti, thanks MOVP, thanks Martin Weiss behind the glass, Kent Brown.
Well, Brady's back there as well, look.
Brady's back there, now you got to play it again.
Yeah,
do it again.
There we go, that's it. What a great time. Now we're in a weird spot.
Let's just be silent.
Should we just sit here? NFL.com slash
Guess who died? Whitey Bulger. I didn't even know he was arrested.
Cigarettes, Henry!